grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, partying on the deck at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, 217 Cottage Grove Road. And I'm here with the namesake, Hawk of Hawk's Fighter Neighborhood Bars. We're at the funkiest of all your fine neighborhood bars, Hawk.
You haven't even had a drink yet, and you're mumbling your words. My God, wait till later.
Buddy, I start... If speaking clearly is a prerequisite, I really shouldn't be doing a radio show.
I mumble all the time, and it helps because if I have a couple of drinks, people can't tell because I mumble all the time. So, like, they just assume this is me, and I'm like, man, well, you don't know, I guess.
Check back in the happier happy hour, Hawk.
Yes, later on.
Hawk, I'm happy, man. We already got people showing up for this little soiree.
There's only eight more seats left. I mean,
on the deck.
No, on the deck, yes. Okay, plenty of room inside. The new monkey, for those who don't know, is much bigger.
It is.
It's not like I meant to make it bigger. I wasn't looking for a bigger space, but I was trying to get something close by within like a mile of the old monkey.
You're like a thousand feet up the road. We can see the corner of where the former monkey was.
We can see the old, if that tree wasn't in the way, you can see the old monkey mural. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Here's the deal, though. I like this one better, man, because we can jam more people into the party.
I like this one better for a lot of reasons, actually. I do. The party being maybe 1% of the reason.
Aren't you in the party business, man? Isn't that what you go to a bar to do, is have a good time?
Man, but as I get older, though, like, as a business owner, I'm like, sweet, it's packed. But as a patron, I'm like, God, it's packed. I got to get out of here. I don't want to be around here. You know?
Yeah, let's not be discouraging people, because the bar may get a little packed this afternoon.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I won't be here, actually. I got to go.
Come on,
I got to go do soccer stuff. I get dragged into my – I know.
Coach Hawk.
I know. It's horrible.
So, Hawk, having a great time, and I suspect I'll have a better time once I do start drinking and mumble it a little bit worse.
Always.
But, buddy, first and foremost, let me thank you. You've been a long-term sponsor of the Devil's Advocates. Before we were a radio station, we were the greatest radio show ever, and, man, you had our back. You've had our back for years, Hawk. We appreciate that.
I believe in what you guys do. I believe the progressive business owners need to step up and actually put their money where their mouth is and advertise with you. They need to, if you believe in, combating a right-wing radio-filled nation, which is what you point out all the time, which is true, that the only way we can battle it is with our dollars, you know, where we spend our dollars. And frankly, I see return. You know, I wouldn't do it just for a benefit. I wouldn't just give you money, you know. I would probably a little bit, you know, like, because I believe in what you guys do, but I wouldn't do what I do, you know. Like, I do see a benefit, you know. Like,
well, good. So, I hope it's a symbiotic relationship at worst case for you.
Yes. I'm not some rich billionaire just propping up radio stations. No, I believe in return. I believe in ROI.
Well, and we hope to give you a return, and we hope to, you know, show up with a pretty good party on a Tuesday afternoon. And the weather is nice.
Perfect.
It's not super hot.
It is perfect.
You know, it's
here.
Like big guy weather. You maybe put on a light sweatshirt.
Yeah, you're wearing like, you're like, I'm on a t-shirt, but I got shorts on.
Once I start drinking, man.
Comes off, the sweatshirt comes
off. It's all coming off a little bit later in the evening. And Dom, you know, I bet you Dom's wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Already. Well, he wants to show off his, you know, his guns and stuff and, you know.
His guns?
Yeah, his guns. No, the new monkey's nice, man. There's a lot of cool things about it. There's, you know, we have a little mini arcade. You know, I've always wanted big round booths that like eight people can sit at. I didn't have it at the old place. I have two of them here.
Nice.
I have a couple other seating areas here. I have two non-gender bathrooms, which is nice, and they're both wheelchair accessible, which my old place didn't have. And we actually had a couple of regulars that were in wheelchairs, and they were really, really excited about both my bathrooms here, it being easy access. We're right next to Buck's Pizza. We have a couple other bars. Ace actually just opened up in the neighborhood again. That's really cool, right next door. They went away for a while. And,
East side of Madison's going through something of a revitalization.
A renaissance. Yes. Oh, good. I got the. He's here before I leave. Nice. Dom just walked up.
The star of the show.
Oh, my God.
Dirty Dominic.
To pay him extra to show up and show his good looking face.
He did ask me for gas money.
Did he?
Folks, we are partying at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Lots of nice people coming. Dominic's in the house, or at least in the building. You know, probably getting a cold something. I got Hawk Sullivan. He's the proprietor here. But, Hawk, let me talk a little politics. We live in a pretty liberal city here, right? I am doing a live radio show right now. So we're talking. Bear with us. We'll talk more to the public in a bit. But, Hawk, you know, here we are. We're doing live radio. No thanks.
No, thank
not
you.
Right now.
No, thank
thanks.
You.
We're trying to do live radio right now.
Can you go back inside? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So we're trying to do live radio right now, and here we go.
We're going live.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Hawk, but you get a little political now and again. I hear you. I see you on the social medias. In Madison, do you feel like you got a little cover fire to be a little political?
I do. You know, 20 years ago when I first opened Hawks for the first couple of years, I actually was kind of like, first business, and like I was scared of losing customers. And I'm at the point in my life where I don't care if I lose that customer. If a customer doesn't want to come in because of my political beliefs, fine by me. You know, so see you later. You know, like the idea that you wouldn't come in to my place because of my political beliefs shows me more about you than it does me. So,
Hawk, you know they say it's impolite to talk about politics. But Dom and I always talk politics in the bar.
Let me tell you something. My bars, at my three bars, it would be weird if you didn't talk about religion and politics and things that are important to you in life. And I actually think bars are the perfect place to do that because, you know, you start to kind of loosen up and say what you really feel.
Well, the libations loosen you up.
Yeah, man. You say what you really feel, you know, like you don't keep bottled up. And like
people, as compared to when I'm so otherwise constrained.
Some of us don't need the libations, by the way.
Yeah.
Some of us don't need it to like
tell the truth.
Yes.
Hawk, we got some big races coming up this summer. Now I got to ask you, man, just one voter to another. You got any favorites out there in the world? Let's start with the Republican side. There's four of them trying to take on Tony Evers. Does that make you nervous? Are you nervous about any of the Republicans and the prospect they could beat Tony?
Well, anybody out there who thinks that a crazy wackadoodle right wing cannot get elected and that would be the better person to run against Tony is living in some la-la land. Obviously, Trump getting elected has shown us, and other people around the country has shown us, that that's something we should actually be worried about.
But I think a guy like Tim Rantham is completely unelectable in any state, don't you? I mean, outside of a small assembly district in northern Wisconsin.
I think a lot of people thought Trump was unelectable in any state. I think a lot of people thought Trump was unelectable. And I think he never won anything in his life before. You know,
well, he never ran for anything.
But he never ran for anything, so it seems weird.
Scott
so.
Walker even ran high school track.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, I wish that Tony I wish Tony was more aggressive. That's not really in his personality, you know. Yeah. And you can't make him be something he's not, you know. I think that we need people to step up and help out and either donate money or donate time and get out, and because it is very important. Our governor's race is extremely important.
Perhaps the most important race, although the U.S. Senate's certainly in the balance for Ron Johnson.
But local stuff is –
yeah.
But I do believe everything's local, right? Like, without a doubt, without Dane County – kind of keeping things, you know, relatively.
If we don't turn out the vote in Dane County, if we don't over vote in Dane County, then literally Tony Evers has no competitive chance.
Correct.
In this otherwise rural red, sort of suburban and urban blue state we live in.
Correct.
And it's not so much purple, although, you know, let me compare, you know, our attitudes as a couple of Madison liberals. What if we lived up in the Northwoods, man? Would you? Our buddy Kirk Bankstead up in Minocqua threw the freak flag up, threw his Biden flag on the side, and caught a lot of hell in small-town Wisconsin. Would you be quite as brave if you lived a little farther away from the state capitol?
You know, I don't know. Actually, I don't know, to be quite honest with you. So I would say this. The people who are kind of wackadoodle on the right will do some wackadoodle crap. And, like, I do get worried about that. I actually don't worry about wackadoodle liberals. Like, wackadoodle liberals are like, hey, man, feed the poor people. You know, like, wackadoodle righties are like, hey, man, force a 9-year-old girl to have a kid who was raped by her father. Like, that's literally the difference we're talking about. We're talking about a party that says a 9-year-old girl raped by her dad has to have a kid. And that's – but God forbid you feed poor kids –
Like, that's crazy. You're a crazy liberal. You want to feed poor kids? You want to give free health care? Like, there's no comparison to these two situations.
Socialist Marxist revolutionary.
Yes, give it to me. I'm all those things. If that's what that is, then call me that thing. But, yes, so Evers need help. He might not be your favorite candidate, but stop with that 100% test we give these people. You don't agree with yourself 100% of the time. You just don't. So stop making your politicians be 100% litmus test to what you believe in. And if he or she isn't that person, well, then I'm not going to work for them. I'm not going to give them money. I'm not going to vote for them because they're not exactly what I want. Get over yourself. You don't believe in everything you believe in. So people got to get over that.
Okay, Hawk, here's a tough one. There's a couple of, you know, lefties, loyal lefties. The left's always wanted to boycott somebody.
Give me someone. I'll boycott them. Yes.
I know, and it always makes me nervous because I look at what happened to left-wing talk radio when it was a larger national institution. Well, in part, it was the attack on Rush Limbaugh, and he was rightly attacked for calling Sandra Fluke a slut and attacking a Georgetown University student over her policies, her advocacy for simply having available birth control because she had a medical condition. And he blew it out of proportion. He never really, really backed down. He lost a few sponsors, and there was a boycott. And a lot of sponsors walked away, not just from Rush, where Rush still had 1,200 national sponsors, but they walked away from talk radio as a format. Well, I got to stay away from politics. So currently, there are a lot of companies that just say, well, we don't do politics. But we'll be on the very same radio station that has the righty politics. We just support the non-political parts. But, of course, they're still supporting the format and the big lie and a lot of other things. Hawk, I don't know how many corporations are okay being on the same side as those that would overturn Roe v. Wade, for example, that you raised, or that would want to roll back even exceptions for rape or incest. Well, there's corporations funding these candidacies.
Correct.
And it's shocking to me, and I still don't want to boycott them.
Well, here's the deal. When you have something like, okay, so 70% of the country still thinks abortion should be legal. 70%.
In some form, yes, sir.
In some form. That's an overwhelming majority, okay? It's not like 51%, 55%, 60%. So companies, and everybody should know this, when you watch TV ads, you see black and brown people all the time, right?
Now we do.
We do, right?
That's a big change.
But that's because companies know, they know that that's coming. They're not stupid. Make no mistake, big companies. I just saw a headline that says Starbucks willing to pay transportation for employees who want abortion. Of course they will pay for that because that's an employee who would be otherwise pregnant and not be able to work. Of course they're paying for that. So make no mistake, corporations will bend when you push them. When they find out that like 70%, that's most. Listen, at the end of the day, what? The country is less white now than it was. Corporations can't, just by capitalistic nature, can't just abide by white people. And they just can't do that anymore. And they know. You know, McDonald's just pulled out of Russia.
They didn't pull out so much as they're trying to sell the franchise Ruskies.
That's fine. But, like, they know it's going to cost them some money, but they know in the long run, that makes them more money because, like, anybody over there just looks bad to certain people. Anyway, the point is, make no mistake, pressure to big companies can actually make a difference. You believe it or not, that makes a difference, you know, because they care about every dollar, man. Frankly, I don't care about every dollar. I just don't.
Because you got too many dollars falling out of your pockets.
I just don't care about it. Some people whine and tell you don't want to. Fine, go somewhere else. I don't really care. You don't like my political views? Go somewhere else. I don't care.
He's Hawk Sullivan.
If I had shareholders that I had to abide by and make 10% growth every year, yeah, maybe I would care. But I don't care. Take your $5 somewhere else.
You got Mrs. Shareholder at home. She's holding you accountable.
That's
to
true.
The
okay,
bottom
you're
line. Don't get anyone, Hawk Sullivan. He is Hawk Sullivan.
You're definitely right.
The fine proprietor of Hawks, all of the finer neighborhood bars, but especially the one we're partying at today, the Jade Monkey, 217 Cottage Grove Road. Come join the party while there's still good seats. They're running short.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table. You're willing to sacrifice
our love. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back to the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Getting the speaker going for all the fine people assembled here on the deck. Want to thank our fine host and proprietor, Coach Hawk Sullivan. Thank you, Hawk, for joining us. Hawk's got to run off and do some coaching, but the team is assembling here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We've got Luke Mathers. He is the host of Dueling Tangents, an occasional tech assistant. We got Dom in there prepping for the show like 10 minutes before he's joining me on the air. You know, excellent time to prep, but he had to drive in from the big metropolitan of Milwaukee. And we got lots of nice folks right here on the deck. You could be one. At least there'll be room at the bar. There'll be room for you. Come, we'll make room. So we're going to have a good time today. You can still be a part, even if you're listening outside of the Madison area, because you can join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Phone calls still taken here on the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge deck. Again, Dom joining me soon. John Nichols joining the both of us in the next hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Dean County Executive Joe Parisi out here on the deck with all the fine folks. But I gotta look at a story here in our backyard. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Alex Lazary files for an extension on his economic interest statement. And that's very interesting to me that the multi-billionaire Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, doesn't want to file his disclosures until after the Democratic primary. And one must wonder why. Bill Glauber reports, curious minds, inquiring minds want to know why. This week, multimillionaire Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Alex Lazary asked for a 90-day extension on filing a statement of economic interest. What does it mean? Voters likely won't have access to his most recent range of wealth until after the August 9th Democratic primary. Under the extension, Lazary's numbers won't be due until August 15th. So the kids will be moving, and Alex Lazary will be turning in his financial reports. Here is a statement from his spokesperson, Thad Nation. We're waiting for additional required information in order to complete the financial disclosure form. We took the allowed extension and will file as soon as we are able. As soon as we want to. According to his previous U.S. Senate filings, Lazary and his wife listed assets ranging from $100 million to $273 million in the end of 2020. This included holdings worth at least $61 million, or perhaps as much as $81 million that he owns outright. Now, Lazary's wealth could be much higher because it includes at least $50 million in the Milwaukee Bucks stock. Lazary is on leave from his jobs as a Bucks executive. The disclosures from other candidates yielded some interesting nuggets, so let's talk about the others that didn't ask for extensions. U.S. Senate candidate and Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and his wife list assets between $16.55 million and about $78 million. That's quite a range. At the end of last year, the same as the previous year, Johnson wasn't required to list his $174,000 Senate salary. You know, just throw that in the kiddie pool. Among the Democrats, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski and her husband, Max Duckworth, listed assets between $26.8 million and $62 million. That's still a chunk of change, at least in my little world. That was a slight increase from the previous year's filings when the couple had assets between $24 and $60 million. She listed her salary as state treasurer at $82,461. And then there's my guy, Mandela Barnes. He is the lieutenant governor. He lists his salary at $108,613 and assets on hand between $5,000 and $75,000. Looking to turn that on, Ryan? Well, how could you possibly interrupt me? We'll be going to break in just about 3-4 minutes, and then we'll make sure everyone hears when Dom joins me on the deck here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We got the fine staff helping you, not just with the cocktails, but also the sound system. We'll be cranking her up here in a moment. So anyways, my pal Mandela Barnes lists assets between $5,000 and $75,000. And then there's Tom Nelson. He is the populist, the progressive candidate, if you will, to the field. He's also the Outagamie County Executive. That job pays him a salary of $110,000, and he and his wife have assets ranging between $192,000 and a little over $1 million. Plus, he is part of the joint Wisconsin Retirement System pension plan, and he's got between $250,000 and $500,000 in that. His campaign said Nelson's total assets are under $500,000. So I say that's a very pedestrian, no offense to you, Tom, very pedestrian net worth, at least compared to a couple of the people running that big race that are apparently millionaires. No whammies, big bucks, no whammies. So we're going to, and I never think I actually got around to telling the fair audience. I got a little distracted there. Rick Smith going to join us on the big show tomorrow at 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern. Rick Smith is the host of the Rick Smith Show, and that plays out right here on Devil Radio between 8 and 10 Central time. But Rick's going to come tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about the winners and the losers in the Pennsylvania primary. Today, John Fetterman against Connor Lamb, and then a variety of fringers, especially Dr. Oz over on the right. Luke gives me an approving smile on that characterization. So we'll see, right versus left, who will the battle be in the state of Pennsylvania? And out here on the deck, we got many nice people. I see Lisa. I see Dick from the garage. I see Bill and his dad. I see lots of people. I see Luke Mathers. I see Ryan trying to turn on the speaker. And I'm trying to buy just a little time until the 4 o'clock hour when we can blast it out. And the party's really going to get started because the happy hour at Hawks and the other fine neighborhood bars that Hawks owns, including the Jade Monkey, the happy hour, it starts at 4 o'clock. And my little buddy Dominic, he's going to join me next. So you're going to want to stick around. Better yet, get in the car. It's quitting time for the state employees. Everyone else, you better be here by 5:05 because we've got John Nichols from the Nation joining us at 4:30. You've got Dane County Executive Joe Parisi at 5:05. My little buddy, I see him. The dirtiest of Dominics. He's joining me here on the deck. Many nice people out here to party with us. You could be one. Come out while there's still time and still place. More Devil's Advocates with Dom. You on the phones, 844-967-2789. Come join all the partying people.
I got a drink for a little bit.
There's a beer, tequila.
Drink it.